I said that you are one of the two or three best public speakers that I have ever heard. The messages you deliver are tremendous.
Oh, thank you, George. You're a good man. Hope you didn't mind me kind of poking fun at you when you were walking out.
That was okay. You know what? I have to leave every week about 15 minutes early to get over here, and every last one of the speakers does it to me. And so I'm pretty used to it.
No, it's just, you know, as I mentioned today, you know, Nashville is such a spectacular community, and it's unique in so many ways. I've never been in a community that was so giving, so thoughtful, so compassionate, so remarkable in the way that, you know, if a neighbor has a problem, you know, you've got somebody there to solve it, you know, or to work together to solve it. And, you know, there's so many examples of this, you know, whether you go back to the Nashville floods or, you know, any of the other things, the tornadoes in East Nashville, all the things that have come and happened in Nashville, it just seems like, you know, we don't need, you know, people coming in from around the country necessarily. We need help and support, of course, but generally it just turns into this, you know, the people just roll up their sleeves, you know, kids at Belmont and Vanderbilt and Lipscomb will, you know, take classes off to come and pull drywall and you know, help people. And it's just, it's extraordinary. And you look at, you know, all the different causes that call Nashville home, and they're solving, you know, global problems. So, you know, today, you know, just the whole idea of, you know, being recognized as, you know, sort of the Nashvillian of the year, I was just sort of humbled in a really big way, because there are so many people in this city that do remarkable, magnificent things, and you know, I just hope to be among them.
Scott, I told everybody before you got on about the Nashvillian of the Year Award, so I'm going to move right to your bailiwick, the U.S. Figure Skating Championships. Right after all the bowl games are over, January the 6th through the 9th, the tickets went on sale yesterday, the single session tickets.
Yeah.
This is going to be a big deal for our city, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, it's gigantic. When you think of the first major event ever held in Bridgestone Arena was the 1997 U.S. Figure Skating Championships, and now we're in the 25th anniversary of that event, and we're holding it again, and this time we get to present the Olympic team. You know, the birds of the Olympic team for the 2022 games in Beijing will be decided here in Nashville, you know, and it's huge. I mean, there's going to be so much momentum coming out of this city. Nobody puts on a big event or, you know, who throws a better party than Nashville, but nobody, right? So the idea, you know, of this is you've got, you know, figure skating, which is an anchor sport of the Winter Olympics. And it's an American team will be chosen here in Nashville. And it's really gigantic, and it's funny because it started with, you know, an offhand remark to Butch Spiridon of the National Convention Visitors Bureau. We're having lunch together one day, first time I met him, and I saw the enthusiasm he had. He goes, "I was part of '97. Yeah, that'd be so cool to do this again for the Olympics here, you know." And I just decided all I can do now is mess this up, so I'm just going to be quiet from this day forward. And you know, I got a message right after that to, you know, come meet in Sean Henry's office with Scott Ramsey and the National Sports Council. And then before that meeting, I got a call from U.S. Figure Skating just saying, you know, Nashville's number one on our wish list. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sit here and not say a word. I'm just going to let this process happen. And it's been so organic, and there's been so much enthusiasm around this, you know. Of course, COVID, you know, has been sort of like on everybody's mind, you know, but I'm really optimistic by January. You know, there's going to be a lot of momentum, you know, just so much excitement about seeing figure skating at that level live in this town is going to be something that people will never forget. It's so exciting to see skating live. I mean, we see it on TV and we say, wow, that's really cool. But to see it live and in person is another thing entirely, and we've got some of the best skaters in the world competing here in Nashville in January, and Nathan Chen being one of them, arguably arguably the best skater of all time, you know, and we get to witness him, you know, taking the ice for his U.S. championship before the Olympic Games. And wow, that's rare. That's unusual. And I'm just really honored to be, you know, play a small part in that.
I got 30 seconds to end this. When you said it was 25 years ago, you want to know how old that made me feel? I did the first remote broadcast from the arena. We did our show, did this show from there that Friday afternoon.
Wow.
Which means, Scott, I'm getting old.
No, it just means that, you know, you are an established member of this community. And that you've served it well and well enough to last, you know, the test of time. And, you know, I think back to 97, it was March of 97 that I was diagnosed with cancer, you know, and I'm still here, you know, it'll be 25 years. So
I mean,
it's all these years just mean that we're more experienced. We've collected all these wonderful memories and we get to leverage those into creating more memories.
And I got to stop you there, Scott.
We're going to be there.
Okay. They're telling me I got to go to the break. Talk to you.
All right, buddy.
This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde?